Now, in today's video, I'm going to be showing you why, when you are dating a woman, you never want to have any sort of conversation that is intellectually stimulating or that has deep meaning to it. Any talk or conversation filled with purpose or deep meaning is oftentimes going to be anti-seductive, and this is going to decrease arousal. Now, this video is 100% going to help those of you out there who are wanting very good long-term relationships as well, because I'm going to be showing you the proper verbal communication patterns that will actually work in day-to-day real life. Now, after this video is over, I want you to go down below, I want you to click the link in the description, and I want you to check out the full-length MBT Masculine Behavioral Technique end-to-end webinar that I made for you, because inside of that webinar presentation we take some of these concepts at an even deeper level, so that way you can copy paste them into your dating life at a quicker pace and you can get results at a far quicker pace as well. So be sure to check that out when today's video is over. Let's dive in. Now, this video will come as a shock to some of you, okay, but I'm going to really be taking this in very deep detail, why intellectually stimulating conversations with women destroy all arousal. Now, in today's video, we're going to be doing this in reverse order. So we're actually going to start over here with this column first, okay? And I'm going to start this whole video off with a story. This is a real life story from an old friend of mine, okay? What I want to preface this whole statement with is the fact that women never want to actually know what you are thinking, and I'm going to explain why. Here's the story, okay? I once had a friend, and he was talking to this girl, okay? And he was talking to this girl, and they were seeing each other on a consistent basis, and this was his whole vocal tone through everything. He goes, yeah, man, you know, I met this girl. Things just happen so organically. We stay up every single night. We talk about life together. We talk about our goals together. We talk about my purpose. We talk about our views on the world. We talk about everything. Man, we click so well. We have these deep, meaningful conversations. Man, I've never met another girl like her. This is how the whole conversation went. And I didn't say anything. I just sat there and thought, oh no, here we go. You fast forward 2 weeks later, and all of a sudden, here's what happens. Oh man, she's pulling away. I don't know what happened. This is going south. I can't believe this was like this. I thought this whole situation was different. And then there's very hurt feelings, very hurt emotions. And then all of a sudden, the guy is sitting there wondering what happened. Okay, here's what I can tell you. Once a woman feels as if she fully has you figured out, it's completely game over. And I will explain why very shortly. What you want the entire dating interaction to feel like is a long story or a very long chapter book. So what happens when a woman figures you out too quickly is, to her, it feels like a short chapter book. And once it's done, it's done. Okay, once it's done, it's completely over. So this is my method, and this is kind of the phrases that I like to run through my head. I tell myself, hey, if I was operating on a 10-year time horizon, meaning if you wanted to take this relationship with a woman or any relationship that you're in, if you want to take a relationship or you want to sit there and figure out, hey, how can I retain this woman's attraction? Or you say, how can I make sure this woman desires me and only me for the next 10 years, okay? Here's how I tell myself this plays out. I say, if I have to operate on a 10-year time horizon, how long would I write that storybook, and how slow would I make that storybook be read page by page? Okay? You want things to be slow. You want there to be patience, anticipation, and mystery. So now that we got that story out of the way so you can understand this, let's actually dive into the deep topic. This is why intellectually stimulating or meaningful conversations with a woman destroys all attraction and arousal. Okay, I'm going to tell you my number one golden rule. Never have deep, meaningful, intellectually stimulating conversations with women that you're dating ever, and here's why. If you need to sit there and waste all your time as a man talking about the meaning of life, go do it with your dude friends. Go do it with the guys. All of the dudes that you're friends with, go do it with them. Do not have these types of conversations with women, and I'm going to explain why. Women only care about a few things. They care about the vibes that you bring. They care about the energy and how you make them feel. And last but not least, they care about how they feel when they're around you, okay? What this is code word for emotion, okay? Now, take this a step deeper. Anything logical that requires the meaning of life, or that requires purpose, or that requires deep, heavy thinking, okay? Anything logical feels heavy. They do not like those heavy feeling emotions. Anything meaningful is anti-seductive. Take this one step further. Anything that requires
excess thought feels hard. And now it's hard to digest. It's hard to think about. It's hard to, like, it requires work and it requires effort. In order for a woman to feel like she has chemistry towards you, things have to feel natural and effortless. Anything that requires deep psychological thought or deep philosophical meanings of life, this now requires effort and energy, and this is heavy. So, let me give you an example. Here's how you talk about yourself while still being a mystery. Because what you have to understand is that women love a mystery. Women love a man who presents himself as a challenge. Women love a man who presents himself like he has to be won over. And women do not want a man that they can win over or figure out too quickly. So right in this column, right here, I'm going to be showing you how to talk about yourself while still being a mystery. The whole key to this is you never really want to talk above a third grade level. You get what I mean, elementary school level speaking. You want things to be very basic. Basic sentences like, I like it when, I always do this, or I love it when women act like this, okay? This is the type of speaking that you like to have. There was once, I talked, like I'm dead serious when I tell you this. There's a date that I went on and I talked about my, like sometimes throughout the week I have oatmeal and I put peanut butter and honey in it. Okay, and I talked about the oatmeal, the peanut butter, and the honey for probably like 30 minutes. And I sit there and I say things like, God, I just love it when the peanut butter mixes with the honey. It's so good. I always do too much honey because then it's like sugar overload. And then when I do all the sugar overload, I just feel so good. And then it's like a snack. And then it's almost kind of like I'm eating dessert. And the dessert just feels so good in my tummy. Okay, this... That's probably a poor example of what like actual dialogue looks like, but you get what I'm saying, okay? If you also call out phrases that you like or that you love, you say, ooh, did you get your nails done? Let me see your nails. Ooh, I love it. I love the pink and the red and blah, 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 okay? Keep things basic. Now, the reason why I'm talking about you in this instance is because notice I'm saying I like it when, I always do this, I love it when, okay? Notice, it is all about me. And oftentimes you need the woman to feel this way so she wants to keep seeing you. So, notice, the reason why I have I right here underlined is because I'm the focus, I'm the center of the attention, and I want her in my world and in my frame. This is how a woman grows feelings and grows attraction towards you. Notice something, when I talk about mystery or being a mystery, I do not talk about my actual life. I do not talk about my actual goals, my dreams, my purpose, any of that stuff, because at this point in the interaction, it's irrelevant. Right now, all we're doing is we are building chemistry. The way that she builds chemistry with you is she feels like things happen organically and she feels safe with you because things feel fun. This is the vibe that you have to bring. So, what you want to do is you want to let her discover you slowly. Now, if all of this makes sense, shift your eyes and your attention right here, okay? Any talk about career, any talk about your goals as a man, any talk about purpose, okay? Any talk of career, purpose, goals, all of that stuff as a demonstration of value to the woman, all this does is this comes across as you are self-qualifying. Any form of self-qualifying energy is going to be anti-attractive or anti-seductive, okay? All of this type of energy right here, this is heavy energy. Women do not want to feel these things when you speak to them. You have to understand that a woman, the way to her heart or the way to make her have strong emotional pull towards you is through words. I don't care what any of the other content creators on the internet tell you. I don't care. You can have all the looks, all the money, all the status in the world that you want. Your words and what and the sentences that come out of your mouth dictates her emotion. It's the words. That's the key, okay? This is heavy energy. So what I want you to do is I want you to let her watch your accomplishments through action. I want you to take action in your life and just do, just operate. She sees that you're operating. I never want you to overtly discuss what you're doing. I never want you to overtly discuss your plans, your hopes, your dreams for the future, what you're working on, what you're building, what the meaning of life is, any of that stuff. You do not talk about it. Men who self-qualify appear like they are not pre-selected. So if you have to tell her all these things that you're doing in your career, if you have to tell her all these things that you're doing with your hopes and your dreams and all of this stuff, men who self-qualify appear as if they are not pre-selected. They appear as if they do not have women already who are pursuing them. So what that means is now, since they are coming across that way, what you're actually doing to the whole interaction subconsciously is you're sitting there going, hey, I have to make up for my lack of sexual market value. Since I'm not a selected man, I have to make up for my lack of sexual market value by telling you all of these amazing plans that I have and all of my hopes and dreams and purposes in my career. You do not want to do this. So this is exactly why deep, meaningful, intellectually stimulating conversations ruins the attraction that a woman has towards you. This makes her have feelings of, boredom oftentimes. And she second guesses your sexual market value. She's going to be sitting there going, wait a second, if this guy actually had options, if this guy actually was just an attractive man, he would not feel the need to tell me all these things. He would not feel the need to try to make a connection with me. Things would just happen. So keep this in mind. A lot of you guys who you found an amazing woman and the stars aligned and it felt like everything was great, I'm going to tell you this. The second that those thoughts and feelings come into your mind as a man, 9 times out of 10, those are the opposite thoughts that she's having about you. Typically, your intuition and your feelings regarding your relationship with a woman will always lead you astray. This is basic principles of good verbal skills and good social communication that can help you win over majority of dates when most men do not understand this stuff. If you like this video, hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.